This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Sweetheart.
I got a colouring set, a little orange, and a spinning thing.
Oh, have you now?
Can I go downstairs?
All right, then. Give me a hug. Oh, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Mummy.
What time is it? Oh, Henry, it's still quite early. Right, let's go down quietly. We don't want to wake everyone else, do we?
Can I open my presents?
Just one for now. Uncle Tom and Great-Grandma Peggy are coming over after breakfast and they want to see you open them, don't they?
Why?
Well, because it's all part of the fun. And we are going to have so much fun today.
Hi, Pip.
Mum! Is something wrong?
No, everything's fine. Well, no, I just woke up early, so I thought I'd come and say hello.
Well, the whole point of me putting the cows through was so you didn't have to get up.
I don't mind. I expect Toby's still asleep, isn't he?
It's fair enough. It is Christmas morning.
Yeah, of course. I didn't
and
mean...
And he's going to cook our Christmas dinner.
What are you having?
Chicken. He got one reduced from the supermarket yesterday.
Right. Well, that sounds nice. Have a Merry Christmas, both of you.
And you, Mum. Merry Christmas.
You hit the bullseye with that one, Tom.
I thought you'd like it.
Do you like it, Henry? Henry?
What?
Do you like Uncle Tom's present?
It's awesome!
Well, sorry it's a bit noisy, but then I thought, well, I don't live here anymore.
Ah, cheeky. Say if it's too much for you, Gran.
I'm just admiring your spectacular tree.
Yeah, well, Tom went way over the top, but it does look good.
I bet you needed a stepladder to get the fairy on the top.
Oh, it was lovely, Gran, watching Henry hanging the baubles, switching on the lights.
Yes. You're properly home for Christmas, Helen.
I am. Oh, Henry!
Oh, don't worry about me, dear. I'm fine.
As long as you're not wishing you'd gone to Auntie Jennifer's.
Not at all. Jennifer came with me to midnight mass last night, so I've already wished her a happy day. Hope it will be.
I forgot to give you this earlier.
Oh, what is it?
It's a present to Jack from Kathy.
Oh.
Where's Dad?
Still on the phone, thanking Johnny for his present.
He was so chuffed, wasn't he?
A set of brake shoes, I ask
you.
Oh,
not just any brake shoes. Brake shoes for the Fordson.
I swear he was more pleased with that than he was with what I got him.
Oh, this is so sweet.
Picture book.
Personalised for Jack. And on the way, he met a jaguar, an aardvark, a centipede and a kangaroo. Oh, J.A.C.K., see?
How clever.
Do you know what? I think I fancy a drink.
Well, I could make a pot of tea.
Oh, I mean a drink.
A bit early, isn't it?
It's Christmas. Different rules. I bet Gran could monster one.
Oh, I don't know. Pat?
I will if you will.
All right, then. I'll have a sherry, please.
Bless the spirit.
Oh, no. Oh, what the hell?
Everything okay, Toby?
Yeah, all under control.
It's just I thought I could smell...
You like your roasties well done, don't you? Nice and crispy.
They look a bit more than crispy. How long have these been cooking?
I don't know.
Never mind. Maybe we could boil a few.
Yeah, I did them all.
Did you?
They'll soften up with some gravy.
You do know how to make gravy?
Oh, yeah. That's dead easy. Place 4 heaped teaspoons into a measuring jug and make up to 280ml of boiling water.
Granules?
Will 280ml be enough, do you think? That's about, Pip, what is it?
I was just thinking of the gravy Gran will be making.
I see. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm doing my best.
I know. I shouldn't compare.
But if I'm honest, I'm a bit out of my depth.
Maybe this was a mistake.
What?
I don't mean spending Christmas together. I mean trying to do all these traditional things. Who needs them?
Well,
It's our day. We can do exactly what we want, can't we?
I guess so.
Why don't we get back in our PJs, microwave the pudding, and watch Muppet Christmas Carol?
And what about the chicken?
Oh, we can have it in sandwiches later. We probably shouldn't have bothered with a roast dinner.
I wish you'd said that a few hours ago.
Sorry.
Still...
What?
Well, if we're changing...
Yes?
Why don't we just go back to bed for a bit?
I suppose we could.
And you can try on my present to you.
Turkey coming through.
Oh, do you want a hand?
No, I've got it, David.
Carrots and broccoli.
Oh.
What?
No champagne?
Well, no, I fancied red with it. I could open one if you want.
No, no, it's all right.
Right. Just gravy and bread sauce to come. You better call the boys.
OK. How are we going to eat all this?
Oh, no idea.
Well, I was wondering.
Yeah?
Maybe we could text Pip, invite her and Toby over later. They could join in the games.
Games?
Or something.
I'm sorry, Ruth. Much as I wish Pip were here, I can't see myself playing buckaroo with Toby Fairbrother.
Have you called them?
Not yet.
Don't want it to get cold.
It's all right. I'll do it.
We're just saying, Jill, we're not sure we're going to be able to do justice to all this.
There's always leftovers after Christmas dinner.
Ben, Josh, food's ready.
Won't it be nice to see Elizabeth and the children later?
Yeah, I suppose that's something to look forward to.
It's a shame the children are missing this.
Oh, well, when Freddie brought his new console over...
Yeah, the charms of Lakey Hill aren't much competition.
It was better not to drag them out if they didn't want to come.
To be honest, Elizabeth, it's the happiest Josh and Ben have been all day.
Oh, that's not true, David.
Oh, come on. It hasn't been that great, has it?
And you haven't seen Pip at all?
Oh, I popped over this morning while she was milking.
Oh, she did that, did she?
Yeah, she offered.
Oh, that's a nice gesture, isn't it?
Yes. Mm. Yes, it is.
Shouldn't you at least ask her over?
I did suggest it earlier.
I mean, I know it's all a bit awkward. And I know she seems determined to stick it out alone with Toby today. But, David, it's Christmas Day. If you can't make an effort now, then, well, when can you?
Oh. This is the last purple one.
You have it.
You sure, Pip?
Totally. I think I'm about to OD on chocolate.
Oh, just this one, and then I'll stop.
You said that an hour ago.
Oh, Santa wants the presents back.
Why? Haven't you paid for them, Toby?
I've paid for them. Well, my card has.
Hello, Dad.
Hi, Pip. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Can I come in for a minute?
Oh, sure.
Thanks. Afternoon, Toby.
Hi. Sorry, we're rather...
Don't worry about it.
We've had a bit of a lazy day.
So I see.
Would you like to...
What I wanted to say... the boys are missing you, Pip. We all are. And, well, there are some presents in the house for you. So your mum wondered, we both did, whether you'd like to come over for a while, have some tea with us.
Oh.
Freddie and Lily are here too, and Elizabeth.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, if Toby would like to come too, you'd be very welcome. Both of you.
And Jack grew up to be a happy boy, but he never forgot the friends he met that day. The end.
Oh. Oh, did you like your story, Jack?
Did you?
I'll have to chat to Kaz on Thursday. I bet they do them for older children, too.
It's a clever idea for a present.
Maybe I'll get one for your next birthday, Tom.
Oh.
That's silly. He's a grown-up.
Not very grown-up.
Oh, this is lovely, isn't it?
Perfect.
Four generations all gathered together.
Mummy?
Yes, Henry?
Is Daddy having Christmas on his own?
No, darling. Rob's with his own family.
And I'm sure they're all having a wonderful time. And this is from your dad and me.
Oh, thank you, Mum.
So how's your Christmas day been, Toby?
Oh, quiet, you know.
Pip said you cooked the lunch.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Yeah, you wouldn't have said that if you'd seen it.
I don't think David would have attempted Christmas dinner at your age, would you, David?
Oh, well, I don't know if it's only for two.
Oh, this is lovely.
Oh, yes, it is. Try it on, Pip. Oh.
I remember when you went to that uni reunion and you only had your padded coat.
Oh, this is so much smarter.
I've kept the receipt if you want a different style.
No, this looks great. What do you think?
Yeah, fantastic. Good for funerals too.
Toby?
No, I mean, you know, because it's a dark colour.
And this is for you, Toby.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't expecting anything.
Well, it's just a little something, isn't it, David?
Yeah.
Well, that's very kind of you, both.
It looks really good on you, Pip. I love the length. It's very elegant.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm.
It's ideal for winter.
Oh, that's very nice.
We weren't sure what to get, but, well, a scarf's always useful, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah, very useful.
What's keeping Gran? I know she said to carry on, but she's been ages.
I think she's in the kitchen. Why don't you go through and show her your coat?
Yeah, I will. She should come and join us.
So, did you get any nice presents, Elizabeth?
Well, what Freddie and Lily give me is always a bit of a lottery. But this year, they did really well.
Gran, have you seen my coat?
Oh, that's very nice, Pip. Your mum did show it to me before she wrapped it, but it looks lovely on you.
Aren't you going to come through? You're missing all the fun.
Fun?
Well, you know, opening presents, eggnog, Christmas cheer.
I've got to get the buffet sorted out.
We can all help with that after.
No, you needn't bother yourself.
And I don't think anyone's going to be hungry for ages yet.
I'd rather it was all set out. Then when people want it, it'll be ready.
I've got a present for you.
Oh, that's lovely. I'll have it later, if that's all right.
It would be nicer if you joined us.
I will in a minute, in a bit, when I've done this.
All right, then. Don't be long.
I won't. Right. Mince pies.
Sheila?
In here.
I made a coffee. Thought you might like one.
Oh, you kind man. I'll just finish this main.
Okay.
Did you have a nice lie-in?
Marvellous.
Ah, there we are.
Very neat.
Oh, thank you.
When are you heading off?
Well, it's Veronica's first time hunting, so we're going to allow plenty of time. About 10:30.
You're her minder for today, are you?
I'm going to keep an eye, yes.
And back by roughly...
Well, certainly by 4. The Boxing Day meet's never a long one. I was thinking about popping over to Brookfield this evening.
Really? Wasn't yesterday evening enough for you? Felt like Jill was catering for a funeral, not a Christmas tea.
Oh, that's why, darling. And how about you? Going to settle down with that box set he bought you?
Actually, I was thinking of strolling up for the start of the meet.
Really?
Well, I thought I might show my face and offer to shake a bucket, as you're a master-elect.
Well, that's very supportive of you.
Well,
especially as you came to the midnight service. I know it's not really your thing.
Well, it's Christmas, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. All this and that fabulous present, too.
Not again, you stupid thing.
Kate?
Oh, great. Can you help me untangle this?
Oh, sorry, darling, I can't stop. I'm just looking for my handbag.
But, Auntie Lillian, there are still loads of costumes to finish, and it's the dress rehearsal tomorrow.
I am aware of that as I'm in it.
I know you were busy in the run-up to Christmas, but I thought you might lend a hand today.
I can't, darling. It's the Boxing Day meet, and then I'm seeing a friend, so I won't be around all day, I'm afraid.
Can't believe you're still taking part in that archaic and cruel pastime.
Kate, we haven't chased foxes for years. We follow a trail, as you know.
Yes, and what happens when the dogs flush out a fox?
Hounds. That may occasionally happen accidentally.
Oh, sure, and then the terrified fox is accidentally torn apart.
That really isn't what happens, but you know that you and I are never going to agree on this. Oh, there it is. Oh, this is nice. Is it for Susan?
Yes.
Well, that's lovely, Kate.
Oh, there's still so much to do, including one of your two outfits.
If you're not careful, the good fairy will be going on in jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not very good with a needle. It's much more Jenny's thing, and Mum and Chris will do what they can.
Yeah, well, they'd better be getting on with their goslings at the lodge. But
now, don't forget how old they are, Kate. It's nice of them to do any of it at all. Now, weren't you going to ask Alice for help again?
Yeah, but where is she? And you'd think Debbie could lend a hand.
Oh, she's hardly the dressmaking type.
All she seems to be bothered with is this business with the estate land when she isn't swanning around seeing everybody. She's spent more time with Elizabeth than with me. Oh, it's been such a rubbish Christmas.
It hasn't been great, I know, darling, but look, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get on. Have fun!
Hello, Ed.
Morning.
I hope that quad doesn't come too close.
It's all right, Shula. George won't come too near the horses.
That's George, is it? Mm. I couldn't tell with the helmet on.
Yeah, it was a Christmas present. And all the gear, too. I'll get him off it.
I'm not surprised. Lucky chap.
Yeah, isn't he?
Are you going to come along to the meet? It's always a good atmosphere. And we're starting from the bull.
Actually, maybe I could persuade George to come if I promised him a Coke and a bag of crisps afterwards. Might get him off that flipping quad and onto his bike.
Oh, new bike as well.
Well, second hand. Not that he's hardly been on it.
OK, well, maybe I'll see you there then. Trot on.
Yeah. George! George! Got an idea! George!
Lillian, you are looking superb this morning.
Oh, thank you, darling. And now you're here, I feel my Christmas can actually get started.
Oh, dear, has it been that bad?
Oh, I've had better.
Well, I promise we are going to have a wonderful few days. And how better to start than with this?
I've been so looking forward to it. Almost as much as I've been looking forward to tonight.
Good morning.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Shula.
Have you had a glass of port?
Indeed I have, and a couple of Wayne's excellent sausage rolls too.
You had a good Christmas, I hope.
Possible, thank you.
Did you do anything nice?
Just a regular family Christmas. We lunched out at our usual restaurant.
Oh?
It takes the pressure off Miranda.
Is she joining us today?
No, she's off to Val d'Isère. Friends of ours have a lodge there. How about you?
Well, not quite as luxurious as yours, but yes, it's been absolutely lovely. Quite quiet. You know my father-in-law, Jim?
Yes, we were in Linda's pageant together.
Of course. Well, he's with Alistair's sister this year, and Daniel's regiment's in Canada on an exchange, so it was just Alistair and me. But he made it very special.
Get any nice presents?
Well, that was one of the things that made it so nice. He's arranged an appointment with Pickerings of Felpersham.
The Hunt Taylor?
He's going to pay for me to have a master's coat made.
Wow, splendid.
Lovely. Black or blue?
Oh, blue, I think. More forgiving.
It's good choice.
So it'll be ready in time for me to take over as joint master.
Oh, full marks for Alistair. What a clever boy.
Oh, there he is, look. Good for him.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Hello, Ed. Can you spare some change for the air ambulance?
There you go.
Thanks.
Sounds like you got a lot in there.
Yep, people have been very generous. Even a couple of the aunties coughed up.
Well, it's a good cause. It's not like you're collecting for the Hunt, is it?
Christmas bike?
Yeah.
Bit small for you, isn't it?
It's George's. He saw a mate, so he dumped it on me as soon as he got here.
Didn't he want to show it off?
All he can talk about is his new quad.
He's got a quad bike?
Yeah, he's a present from Will.
I see. Very generous. Oh, they're moving off.
Yeah.
Are you okay, Ed?
Oh, yeah, I'm all right.
I thought I'd have a quick pint while I'm here. Why don't you join me? Drinks are on me.
Well, that's good of you, Alistair. I said to George we'd have a drink. To promise him a burger.
All right, then. Rustle him up.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, Alistair. You're a star.
Where's George?
Oh, he's just nipped to the loo.
Do I take it this quad has put his new push bike in the shade, rather?
Yeah, just a bit. And Em and me really scrimped and saved to buy it. It was all he was talking about running up to Christmas, and then yesterday morning, Will turned up with that flipping thing.
It must have cost hundreds.
It was way more than we could ever afford.
Well, it's an expensive time of year.
Yeah, too right. It's rent day today and all.
Ooh.
It's been a real scramble to get the money together. It's right at the time when Dad and I ain't earning much.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, no one wants a patio doing this time of year. And turkeys never make that much.
We enjoyed ours.
Oh, well, I'm pleased about that.
Very tasty.
And my contracting for the next few weeks is basically a couple of hedge trimming jobs.
Yeah, it's tough for you.
And no offence, but I could have done without your bill for that ram you saw to.
Ah, yes. The torn scrotum.
I mean, don't worry. I'll definitely pay it. It's just, you know, there's always something.
Yes.
Oh, here he comes. Right. Let's go and order this burger then, George. You don't mind sharing your chips with me, do you?
Have hounds checked, Justin?
Yes, they're just casting for the line. Actually, this is a good opportunity. I thought I felt my phone buzz earlier.
Oh, well, it means we get a moment to enjoy the view down to the river. Isn't it gorgeous? Justin?
Oh, I don't believe it.
What is it?
Pierre and Elaine's lodge has been impounded.
I'm sorry?
You know, the friends that Miranda was going to be staying with.
In Val d'Isère?
Yeah, there's been some legal trouble, and until it's sorted out, they can't use the place. So, Miranda's coming here instead.
To Ambridge?
She's on her way as we speak.
For how long?
Over the new year.
Oh, no.
I'm so terribly sorry, Lillian.
Oh, so no lovely nights at the Dower House. Mm. And what about the Lower Loxley Ball on Saturday?
I am as disappointed as you are. I'm sorry, Lillian.
Oh, I was so looking forward to dancing with you. Seeing the new year in.
One consolation, she says, she'll be able to see me in Mother Goose.
But the panther was the ideal excuse for you to be here and not go skiing with her.
It's extremely frustrating, but I really don't think there's anything we can do about it.
We've got to stop meeting like this.
Oh, hello again.
How was it?
Oh, well, you know, Boxing Day isn't about the sport. It's more of a social thing.
Sure.
But you saw the turnout. We had a pretty good run, didn't we, Wellington?
How did your acolyte do?
Well, she really enjoyed it. Took a couple of decent hedges and stayed on.
So, do you think you've got a convert?
Well, she runs a design company in Birmingham, so she can't make many weekdays. But, yeah, I think we'll see her on the occasional Saturday.
Well done. So, a good time had by all, then.
Yes, generally a very good day. How about you? What did you get up to after your bucket shaking?
I popped into the Bull.
I thought you might.
Had a chat with Ed Grundy that reminded me how lucky I am. Then Jazza turned up, and a couple of others. Turned into quite a little party.
Excellent.
Not long been home, actually.
Just as well you walked down.
Wasn't it? So, how about trying to catch me up? Looks like you're nearly done.
Yeah, I've just got to pick his hooves out and put him to bed.
Shall I go and mix you a G&T to have in the bath?
Oh, yes, please.
And then I thought we could crack open that box set with cold turkey, pickles and fried potatoes on our laps. Plates may even be involved if you play your cards right.
It sounds perfect.
I'll go and slice a lemon.
Now, is this one for Grabbit or Scarper? Oh, Scarper. Right. So that goes on there.
Afternoon, Kate.
Auntie Lillian.
So, what needs doing then?
I thought you were tied up for the whole day.
Last minute change of plans, Sandy.
You've come to help?
I have.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, you are a good fairy after all.
Really? I wouldn't put it quite like that.
Oh, dear.
Wish I was. When you're up against the Wicked Witch of the West, you need a magic wand.
So, here you are.
Oh, I'm sorry, Debbie.
Dreaming of your expanding horizons?
Just thinking about the future.
Well, you can stop thinking and start walking.
What?
It's all hands to the pump with the panto costumes.
Oh, no, 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 sorry. I don't care how desperate things are. I'm not becoming a seamstress.
It's all right, Dad. Put your gender panic away. Kate doesn't need your sewing skills.
Just as well.
She's asked me to transport the costumes over to the village hall. There's masses of them, so many hands.
Well, what about a team of helpers?
They're all still sewing. These are just the Act 1 costumes. They're finishing off the Act 2 ones as we speak, so come on.
Oh, all right, then. Anything for a quiet life.
That's a joke, right?
What?
Seems to me you'd do anything to avoid a quiet life.
I don't know what you mean.
Like flying in the face of the whole family over buying this land.
I'm not flying in the face of the family. Rory and Alice...
Not all the ones who know anything about farming, then.
And your mother isn't opposed to the idea, is she?
No, but...
I have listened to your opinions. And to Adam's. But in the end, I have to do what's right for the farm. It has to be my decision.
Not when everyone disagrees with you.
Well, I think you'll see it my way in the long run.
This isn't really about the land, is it?
What?
Or the farm, or the finances. This is about being 70-odd.
My age has nothing to do with it.
The old stag asserting his authority over the herd.
What nonsense. You've been watching too many Disney films.
You've spoiled Christmas, alienated Adam. Mum's desperately upset about the whole situation, but it's all worth it, so you can stand on a rock and beat your chest.
I thought I was a stag, not a gorilla.
I don't know whether to despair of you or admire you.
I know which I'd prefer.
You're never going to change, are you?
It's true, the squire did strike a deal, but now against it I appeal. He took advantage of my state to separate me from my
Robert,
mate.
Your mate? You mean this charming goose?
I never should have let her loose.
Robert, that flat should be up by now.
He played with my...
It's played on, isn't it, Kenton?
Oh, yeah, no, of course. He played on my base vanity to lead me to insanity.
Squire, was it as this woman claims? Did you conceal ulterior aims?
And then it's just in speech grade. Thanks, Susan.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Toby, make sure those eggs go back on the props table.
Oh, Linda.
What is it, Kenton?
Oh, can I get a moment to remind people about the Great Escape?
The what?
Tonight at the Bull.
This is no time to talk about films.
No, no, you know, it's where you get the chance to get away from your family. I just want to say that all the cast will be welcome after the dress rehearsal.
What dress rehearsal? A sine qua non of a dress rehearsal is some dresses. And here we are, 10 minutes to go, and no one has any costumes yet.
Well, we have got some. Kirsty sorted her own out. Quite a few of us are supplying our own bits and pieces.
Yes, bits and pieces, Susan, but it's just scratching the surface. And quite aside from the costumes, has anyone seen Kirsty?
Wasn't she coming back yesterday, after Christmas with her family?
Yes, but no one's heard a peep from her.
Perhaps she's decided to give Tom a taste of his own medicine, huh? Cancel Colin and Colinette's wedding.
That's not very funny, Kenton.
No, very inappropriate.
I'm just trying to lighten the mood.
Can someone take these, please?
Oh, give them here, Brian. Well, it looks like they're mine anyway.
Where's Kate?
She's still at home farm making the few last-minute touches.
But she's our assistant director and wardrobe mistress.
Well, don't shoot the messenger. Debbie and I are just delivering them. But Kate assures me we've got everything for Act One here and it's all labelled. And there's lots more, so if someone would give us a hand...
Yeah, I will.
Oh, thanks, Susan.
Do you know what? These actually aren't half bad. Are they as you expected, Linda?
Well, to be honest, it's such a long time since Kate showed me her sketches, I'd almost forgotten what to expect.
Hey, hey, how about this one, then? For when I'm transformed by the pool of beauty.
Well, there must be more to come, surely.
No, it just says, Mother Goose, pool of beauty.
But it's nothing like Kate's sketch. You can't come out of it in just that. There's barely anything of it.
Well, I don't see why not.
Kirsty's just pulled into the car park.
Oh, she's cutting it fine.
Well, never mind. She's here now.
I suppose so. Right. People, please. Let's have some help bringing these costumes in. We have a show to rehearse.
So, has the squire made me a fool?
or shall I step into the pool? Oh, I hope it's not a plot to use me with his second-hand jacuzzi. My body's all a-tingle. If this works, I won't stay single for much longer. Just you see, men will be entranced by me.
You need to get lower, Kenton. We can still see your head.
This better?
Yes, that's fine.
Oh, he's got a quick change now.
Thanks to the pool of beauty's power, I'll become a gorgeous flower.
Try not to let the costume change affect your voice.
So now what has become of me, friendly mirror? Let me see.
Good Lord!
I can't believe my smoky eyes, but truly, I'm not in disguise. And from now on, I will be seen as quite a veritable Venus.
Good news. I'm really not sure about that costume.
Oh, no, it's great. Kenton can carry it off. Let's face it, there's no time to change it now, is there?
Hello.
Debbie.
Oh, what? I didn't know you were coming.
Well, I've been working all day, and I thought, Elizabeth, you deserve a night off.
Definitely.
And I know this is meant to be for getting away from your family, which I don't want to do.
I should think not.
But I thought it'd probably be a good chance to bump into people I haven't seen over Christmas yet.
Oh, good plan. Although it is actually a good way of getting away from your family too.
Oh, how are things at home, Farm?
Like a Harold Pinter play. With sewing machines.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
I thought I'd come up with quite a decent compromise, something that would keep all sides happy, but Dad wasn't having it.
Oh, is he digging his heels in?
Up to his thighs, yes. So we'll all just have to hope he's going to prove us wrong.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Kenton.
Oh, how was the rehearsal?
Only just finished. Ran over by an hour. Jolene's going to kill me.
After your shift, presumably.
What can I get you?
Large white wine for me.
Pinot, Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Oh, and I'll have the same, but a small one. I'm driving.
Okay, right. Two Chardonnays of varying sizes coming right up.
So, how's Christmas been?
Well, nice, actually, but...
Another anniversary coming up. Mm. That'll be, 6 years?
Yes.
Hmm. I don't suppose it gets any easier.
No, but I've let it get in the way for too long. It's got to stop.
Meaning?
I'm thinking of making a new start.
Elizabeth, are you talking about men?
Yes. Well, one man.
Good for you.
Oh, it's been complicated, and I've been ridiculously flip-floppy about it, but I've decided to, you know...
Grasp the nettle?
Go for it.
Excellent. Well, you must tell me everything.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was you.
Richard Locke. Well, I know.
Oh, hi, Debbie. Oh. Elizabeth.
Hello.
I don't know if you knew, I've moved back to the village.
Yeah, I'd heard. Return to the scene of your crimes, is it?
Something like that. So, you're over from...
Hungary, yeah, just a few more days.
Ah. Have you got a drink?
We've just ordered. Oh, let me get you one.
OK, thanks. A pint of Shires.
And a pint of Shires, Kenton.
OK.
Ah, oh, it's so good to see you.
And you.
So, did you shave your legs then?
If a job's worth doing, Susan.
Well, considering the amount of leg you're showing with that costume, it's just as well you did.
Just wait till you see it, Elizabeth. I take it you are coming to the panto.
Yes, tomorrow night.
I tell you one thing I was pleased about. I think for the first time, Toby really got the most out of the comedy.
He's playing Priscilla the Goose.
Right.
Well, you know why that was, don't you? Pip had come along to watch.
Oh, playing up to her then, yeah?
Oh, perhaps we can persuade her to come to every performance. But I am worried that Justin and Lillian didn't seem to have their usual chemistry.
Really, Linda?
And Kenton, you aren't helping with all those ad libs.
Oh, it'll be fine. Just wait till we've got a full house.
I tell you who has got chemistry.
Who?
Debbie Aldridge and Richard Locke. Look.
What? Is Debbie here?
By the fireplace.
Oh, yes. They seem to be getting on famously.
Well, they do have history, of course.
You thought you were the bee's knees with your feathered hat and your frilly shirt and your bucket top boots.
Well, what about you dressing up for that dashing Duchess ride?
Yeah, all right, you got me there. Are you, you still in the sealed knot?
Gave it up when I married Chloe.
You're not with her anymore, Richard. You could rejoin.
I think it's in my past now.
All sorts of opportunities now you're single again.
Is that how you feel after splitting up with your chap?
Partly, I suppose. Though I miss the company, having someone to do things with.
It's a shame you're not around for New Year's Eve. We could have gone to the Lower Loxley Ball together. Oh, sorry, Debbie.
What?
I've probably been a bit presumptuous there.
No. Actually, I'd have liked that very much.
OK for drinks here?
Oh, I probably shouldn't, Kenton. Oh, go on then. Another Bacardi and Coke. Uh-huh. How about you, Elizabeth?
Oh, no thanks. I'm driving.
Back in a minute.
Looking forward to your New Year's Eve ball, then?
Yes. I mean, it's a working night, but it's always a good occasion.
Oh, Neil and me will be in here, I expect. And I tell you who else will be. Ah, Tracy. She's definitely got her eye on Roy. Oh, sorry, I wasn't thinking.
Tracy?
I didn't mean to bring her.
Roy and Tracy?
Remind me, was it a Diet Coke or full fat, Susan?
Oh, diet, please. Ooh, look.
What?
Debbie and Richard leaving together.
Oh, yeah. No, well, just because they're leaving at the same time doesn't mean they're leaving together.
Oh, you could see how well they were getting on, though. Oh, Neil, I'm getting another drink. Do you want one?
You okay, sis?
Me? Yeah, of course. I'm fine.
It probably doesn't mean anything.
Well, they're grown-ups, aren't they? They can do what they like.
Well, that was quicker than I thought.
Yes, well, leave it with me and I'll see what I can do. Thank you for ringing.
Got round the sheep in double quick time, so I'm going to have a quick shower now and
Pip,
then... Pip,
something's come up. Well, not come up, it's something I agreed to, but it just went clean out of my mind.
What?
I've got to go to Brighton.
Brighton?
Yeah, I'm committed to seeing some mates, sort of a Christmas New Year bash annual thing.
When is this?
Well, I'll drive down tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah, I'll leave straight after the show and I'll come back tomorrow afternoon.
But we agreed that I'd come with you the next time you went to Brighton.
I know, but...
Although, well, actually, there's not much doing on the farm at the moment. We could get Mum to cover for me tomorrow and maybe I could...
No, I mean, it would be great if you came, and you will in the future... But this thing, it's boys only.
Toby.
Sorry, Pip. Just something I've got to do.
Can someone give me a hand with my bosom?
Well, just let me get my trousers on.
It's all right, Justin. I'll do it.
Thank you.
So what do you want me to do, Kenton?
Just hold them in place while I do this bodysuit, will you?
Like this?
Yeah. Up a bit.
Both of them?
Yeah. It's perfect.
So, what about Debbie and Richard Locke, then?
What about them?
Well, they talk at the village shop, slipping out of the pub last night. Well,
I think people have got the wrong end of the stick, to be honest. OK, Tom, that's fine. Yeah, cheers.
No problem.
Nervous?
Just a bit. First night, you know.
Well, take three deep breaths and focus on your first line. That's what I do when I make a presentation.
Thanks, I'll try that.
And, Kenton, can you make sure you stick to the script tonight?
You can rely on me to do what's best for the show, Justin.
Evening all.
At last. Oh, you're cutting it a bit fine, aren't you?
That's plenty of time. I can get that goose costume on in seconds.
We're all meant to be here at 7.
Oh, relax. It's only a village panto.
Toby! Word of advice, mate. Don't ever say that in front of Linda.
Excuse me. Sorry. Thank you. Oh, hi, Brian. Hi, Jennifer.
Evening. Oh, you just made it, Pip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were a bit late leaving the cottage. But it's pretty full, isn't it?
Well, if everyone in the cast brings their family and friends... Oh, here we go.
Come on, Colin, dearest son. We
have to get a wiggle on. The market's nearly open. There's no time to set up all our wares.
Oh, I'm coming, Mother. Quick enough. But I'm weighed down with all this stuff.
We would have made an earlier start if you had thought to bring a cart.
A cart, you say? My hands are full. That would have been impossible. We have so many goods to sell, I couldn't carry that as well.
Oh, hello. Let me introduce myself. I'm known as Mother Goose. And this tall, lanky, gormless one is Colin. He's my only son.
Hello!
Hello!
The village, as you plainly see, is suffering austerity. But we must brave the fiscal weather because we're all in it together. I'm under the financial cosh and need to raise a pile of dosh.
But if we can't, we'll have to borrow, as the rent is due tomorrow.
Today, we take our goods to market so that our hopes and dreams don't cark it. And if this is a car boot Sunday, we might bump into Eddie Grundy. Look who comes.
Oh, don't say he's still ad-libbing. I thought that was just messing around in rehearsals.
Kenton usually knows what he's doing.
He might, Kirsty, but he makes things very difficult for the rest of us.
Come on, we're on.
The nastiest man you've ever met.
And his fair daughter, Colin Nett.
Hey, why are you two standing there, despoiling our fine market square?
Sir, if it please your honour, we are legal traders, as you see.
It's true. We've got a licence and everything.
Really? Are you trying to tell me this is what you hope to sell? Mouldy cabbage, manky carrots, sweet corn, only fit for parrots? Who will buy this? You should pay to have this trash taken away.
Be kinder, Father. Don't you know? This woman sells just what she grows. She can't get rich like you and me on European subsidy.
Not for much longer.
Old crone!
Hey, who are you calling a crone?
Old crone, I'll say one thing to you. Tomorrow's when your rent is due, and if the money can't be found, then I will send the bailiffs round.
Good sir, there'll be no need for any trouble. You'll have every penny.
Noon's the deadline you must meet, or you will both be on the street. Ah!
How can you be so confident? We're masses short of this month's rent.
Call it there!
I must go or I'll be struck. I wish you both the best of luck.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Only just. I'd love to see her on my hope arm. It isn't going to carry on like this.
No chance with one so pleasant, being but a lowly peasant.
Damn that fairy's powers divine. I plan to get back what is mine and build apartments, gyms and parks to sell to foreign oligarchs.
Now the crone no longer. Don't be facing Kenton.
Me? No. Isn't he in the dressing room?
He wasn't there a minute ago.
What do you want him for, Tom?
Not me. Linda. Justin's been going on it.
What's his problem?
It's all this improv Kenton's doing.
Well, they're the best bits.
But Justin doesn't think so, nor does Linda.
Well, they need to get a sense of humour. You think they're funny, don't you?
Oh, yeah, but I can see Justin's point. It really throws you when he suddenly goes off script.
I don't have a problem with it.
You haven't got any lines, Toby. All you have to do is honk.
Right, I've stuffed it under the props table.
Okay.
Stuffed what under the props table?
Never you mind.
Linda's looking for you, Kenton.
Yeah, so I've heard.
She's not happy about all the extra lines you're putting in.
Really? Well, she ain't seen nothing yet, eh, Toby?
And meanwhile, I'll stuff Mother Goose.
Darringtonshire? I'm far from keen. The men are haughty, proud and mean. I need a husband of good cheer. In fact, there's one who lives right here. I've tried to give him every signal, yet both of us remain quite single. I know I appear quite posh. He needs to be less wishy-wash. E.
Call and tell them that we are unhappy with this caviar. I clearly specified beluga, but the fools have sent some ruga. It's an utter travesty. My friends can't have...
Toby?
Yeah?
What on earth is that?
What's it look like?
Well, it looks like Madonna's conical bra, but massive.
Yep, that's pretty much what we're going for. I'm going to sneak it into the pool of beauty. Then when Kenton comes out, yowza.
Does Linda know about this?
She soon will.
Well, she's going to go ballistic. I don't think Kate's going to be very happy with you messing around with her costume either.
Nah, she'll be cool.
You're not going to do this tomorrow, are you?
Why not?
Tristan Hawkshaw's coming tomorrow.
Who?
Reviewing it for the Echo.
And all my rent is up to date.
Good woman, if you'd care to listen, I've a little proposition. You have wealth now, that is true, but I can grant one thing to you. Come, admit it to the squire. Beauty is what you desire to...
He's right, no matter how I fuss... I'm like the back end of a bus. So, tell me, Sunshine, what's your game? Just how can I achieve this aim?
To instantly be beautiful, please step into my magic pool. Beyonce's hair, Shakira's pout, you won't believe how you'll turn out. A bottom better than Minogue will see you on the front of Vogue. But here's the price. You'll lose the use of your newfound enchanted goose.
And I suddenly realised Justin is wearing my hat.
Yeah. People have donated lots of bits of costume.
Yeah. Well, the way East Anglia donated itself to the Vikings... Linda didn't seem very happy when Kenton emerged wearing that enormous bra.
No, I think that might have been the first time she'd seen it.
Yeah, Tom too, from the way he cracked up. I take it that wasn't scripted either.
Toby said they had a few surprises planned.
Is Toby playing the goose?
He is.
He juggles those eggs with great aplomb, doesn't he?
Oh, that's Toby.
One of his many talents, eh?
Juggling? Yeah, you could say that.
Is something up?
Here you are. I looked in the dressing room, but Eddie said you'd gone outside.
Yeah, I'm not on for a couple of scenes now.
Well, I just wanted to say well done.
Well, there's most of the second act yet.
Yeah, I know. Brian liked the juggling.
Oh, did he?
I said it was very impressive. Oh, especially in the goose costume.
If I don't make it as a gin distiller, maybe I'll go back to busking. It's a joke. So,
You will keep in touch, won't you? In Brighton?
Of course, yeah.
Let me know you've arrived safely.
Okay.
I worry about you driving all that way, leaving so late.
That's safest time to drive. Hardly any traffic. And I'll text you when I get there. It's okay, you know.
I know. I just...
Say, come here. Ever been hugged by a goose before?
Can't say I have.
First time for everything.
What a
blast. I think we got away with it.
Oh, we did better than that, Tom. We knocked it out of the park.
I need to speak to you, Kenton.
Hey, brilliant stuff, Tobes.
Thanks, yeah. I'll see you tomorrow, then.
Oh, you're not coming to the pub for a quick one?
Sorry, no, I've got to get off.
No, don't leave your costume there. It's going to get stuck.
I'll hang it up over here.
Oh, cheers, Tom. So, Justin, I was thinking... That scene where I'm asking for more time...
No, never mind that. Are you aware how much you've upset Linda?
Linda needs to lighten up a bit.
Yeah, she left practically in tears.
Oh, I wondered where she was.
She's never seen such anarchy on stage, I quote. At least the reviewer wasn't in tonight.
It's just a bit of fun.
But for you, maybe, but it's a nightmare for the rest of us. You've got to stop all this ad-libbing, Kenton.
The audience loves
it. Well, I don't. And nor do a lot of the cast. If you insist on carrying on like this, you might find yourself in a one-man show.
Toby?
Oh, hi.
You weren't just going to leave, were you? Without saying goodbye.
Oh, we said goodbye earlier.
Well, not properly.
Oh, sorry. But I do need to get off. It's a long way.
Yeah, I know.
So, I see you tomorrow. Okay?
Over here! Kaz!
Helen!
It's so
to see you.
Oh, and you. Oh. Hello, Jaden. How was the journey?
Great, yeah.
You okay?
Yeah. There's a lot of countryside round here, isn't there?
Yeah, I suppose there is.
Well, come on, girls. Come and say hello to Auntie Ellen.
What's all this about, Linda? It's not exactly easy getting away from the pub at this time of year.
For the good of the production, we need to run your lines.
I know my lines.
Well, that's hard to believe, given the amount of time you spent off-piste last night.
Yeah, that's not because I don't know my lines, Linda. I'm making improvements.
I can assure you, Kenton, that my script does not need improvement.
Well, enhancements, then. And, look, if the punters laugh...
You can have too much laughter.
It's a pantomime.
Which is also a drama. All this low comedy is obscuring the character's psychological development.
If people want psychological development, they go and see Chekhov or one of those guys. I mean, they just want to bring their kids and have a good time.
And it's very hard for them to do that when the other actors are floundering because of your enhancements.
Has Justin been bending your ear?
Justin has a critical role in this piece, and he is very unhappy.
So he has, then.
But he's right. And it's bad enough compromising the show for the audience in the hall, but there's also a wider public to consider.
What on earth do you mean?
Tristram Hawkshaw is coming to review us tonight. My reputation is at stake.
Excuse me?
Oh, Pip, yes, what is it?
I've got a message from Toby.
Yes?
I'm afraid he can't make it tonight.
I'm sorry. I thought you just said...
Yeah, he's stuck in Brighton.
Brighton? What's he doing in Brighton?
Well, he went down for a Christmas thing.
Oh, great.
And, well, his pickup's broken down, apparently, so he can't get back until tomorrow.
But he's playing the Goose.
I know that.
In Mother Goose?
Yeah.
What on earth was he doing going to Brighton in the middle of the run? It's madness.
Well, I don't disagree with you.
Could you stand in, Linda?
What? It's a very physical role. You really need a younger Pip.
Yes?
You've seen the show, haven't you?
Oh, no, you can't be thinking...
There's no alternative.
What, doesn't he have an understudy?
Pip, this is the Ambridge Players, not the Royal Shakespeare Company. Only you can save the day.
No.
And Kenton's here. Practically all your scenes are with him, so let's rehearse them now.
No, but I can't juggle.
That's all right. Juggling is a far from essential part of the plot.
Yeah, we can cut that.
I'll go and get the costume.
No, but Linda...
Forget it, Pipsqueak. You're on. A star is born.
And despite this diversion, I still want you on the script, Kenton.
Yeah. Whatever you say. Look, if I ad-lib a bit, just go with it.
You sure your dad doesn't mind taking the girls round?
What, showing off the farm? There's nothing he likes better. I was more worried about Courtney and Paige being bored.
No, they haven't seen anything like it. They'll be talking about it for days.
In a good way, I hope.
Oh, definitely.
You all seem really happy together now, Kaz.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
It took a while for Courtney after I came out. She still has her moments, mind, but yeah, we're good.
I'm really pleased.
And there ain't been no sign of Blake, so that's made things easier. Must be the same here, with Rob not coming round anymore.
Yeah. Although...
Helen?
He did turn up the other week.
He never.
Just appeared at the kitchen door.
What happened?
He brought little Christmas presents for Henry and Jack. But he was... It was as if he'd really learnt his lesson.
You didn't fall for it, did you?
Well, he seemed sincere. He'd been talking to the vicar, said he wanted my forgiveness. He was trying to be a better man.
Yeah, right.
And, he wondered if there was a chance of us having a future together.
Oh, no. No. No, no. Please say you told him to do one.
Somehow, yes. I don't quite know how, but I did it.
Thank God for that. Because I can tell you now, the worst mistake I ever made was letting Blake back in. Oh, it's all peachy for a while. It's like he's a new man, and you think, oh, this is brilliant. Then pretty soon it starts all over again. But it's worse, because he knows he can get away with it now.
Yeah. I guess that's what would happen.
But you didn't fall for it. That's so good.
I don't think it's going to stop, though, Kaz. He said we can't be over.
Well, that's his problem. The point is, now you've done it once, you can do it again.
Yeah. You're right, I can.
He's not going to drag you down now. I know it.
No.
You're my role model, you know.
What?
Yeah. If I'm in a fix now, I just ask myself, what would Helen do?
But I really don't think that's a good idea.
Well, it works for me. You can't stop me.
All right, then. But, wow, what a responsibility.
Oh, come on, you. Oh, that's better. So, your nan...
Peggy? Yeah, what about her?
Well, it's like when we got here, your mum and dad, they're all like, hello, Kaz, good to meet you at last. And she's looking at me like I'm going to sell crack to your Johnny.
No! No, she's just a bit old-fashioned, that's all.
Is she coming tonight?
No, it's just you, me and the children.
Helen, thank you. Paying for the train was enough of a present without panto tickets as well.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Should be good evening. Everyone said last night's show was a riot.
Ooh. A maid to keep things clean and neat. A butler who massaged my feet. Just simple things, see? Nothing flash. All we need's a bit more care. Come now, please, don't make me beg. Just lay another golden egg.
No.
I know you laid one yesterday, but have another try, I pray.
We talked about this.
It probably might be a pain, but yes, it will work if you just strain. Perhaps if you sit upon this chair and stick your knees up in the air.
Oh, good Lord.
Perhaps if I massage your tummy.
You can forget that.
He'd better not be planning one of his...
Okay, so maybe that's not funny. There's something moving. Try once more. Perhaps if you kneel on the floor. Now, come on, like Sir Lancelot, give it everything you've got.
I told him I specifically banned that.
But that's funny.
Oh, dear, although that's unexpected, now an egg must be ejected.
Look at Tristram.
Which one's Tristram?
The reviewer in the local paper.
He's scribbling away 19 to the dozen. This is a disaster.
I'm filled with overflowing glee. Come, my sweet goose, and dance with me.
I don't recall half those lines.
Kentland being inventive again.
I suppose they've had to adapt because Toby's not here.
Well, I just hope he'll be back on the script when it's time for our cue.
Oh, don't be grumpy, Justin. You are having fun, aren't you?
I'm enjoying our scenes.
I'm with Miranda here. I mean, if it wasn't for this, we wouldn't be able to be together at all.
Oh, that's true.
Can you see her in the audience?
Yes. Yes, I think that's her near your niece, Helen.
Is she enjoying it?
Well, to be honest, it's always rather difficult to tell if Miranda's enjoying anything.
Oh, this is us.
Lorks, who do I see getting near? The fairy and the squire are here. Priscilla, better pass that egg over. I reckon he's hoping to get his leg over.
Oh, really?
We'll get this new egg melted down, and then we'll go and paint the town.
Now you think that you have foiled my plan to lord it over every man.
I don't know what you mean, good sir. I only had a thought for her, that widow woman, good and kind, a dame whose faults were hard to find. I simply wanted to be sure her house and home would be secure.
You have forgotten one key, Prin, said Pull, that in this world of sin, all people, those you hate or love, are not content with what they have. No matter whether rich or poor, they simply end up wanting more.
You are quite wrong in what you say. Not everybody is that way. Mere wealth and riches cannot spoil a soul who has lived a life of toil.
You are so fair, yet so naive. I vow before we two should leave this place, we'll find out who is sager.
How about a little wager?
A bet? That's most irregular. And yet I see how sure you are, so it would be a thrill to see a strong man forced to bend the knee.
Kowtow to you.
I can see what Mother Goose means.
What?
You can't miss it, can you? Those two were obviously at it.
Shh! There's his wife sitting just over there. Oh, sorry.
Kenton!
Now, before you start, Linda...
An absolute triumph!
Pardon?
Tristram was in raptures.
He liked it, then?
Loved it. He felt we'd perfectly captured the transgressive bawdiness at the heart of pantomime's progenitor.
I'm sorry?
Meaning, of course, commedia dell'arte.
Ah, right, of course.
The high wire of improvisation, the visceral thrill of near collapse. Yeah. It takes a bold director to hold the reins so lightly.
Oh, and he said that, did he?
Well, but as I told him, you have to have faith in your cast.
Ah, yeah,
True theatre must be a democracy, not a dictatorship.
Yeah, right.
And, of course, tonight's success was in no small measure down to our last-minute stand-in here.
Oh, I'm still shaking.
Victory from the jaws of defeat, all thanks to your spirited understudying, Pip.
Yes, and I have got a little something to toast her with. It must have been a nightmare for you.
It was. Toby owes me. Big time.
Yeah. Didn't she do well, Lillian?
She was brilliant. Well done, darling.
Well, I really didn't know what I was doing.
Well, you hit it superbly.
Excellent performance, Justin.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. Well done, Pip.
Thank you.
Well, come on. Let's go and find some glasses.
Mm-hmm. Toby will be lucky to have the part back tomorrow.
Oh, no, he's
welcome. Three curtain calls. I mean, I know Kenton was still messing around, but I think we're getting the hang of it now.
Perhaps.
And Pip really did do very well, considering.
Justin? Is everything okay?
I don't know. I've been trying to find Miranda.
Is she not about?
No. In fact, according to Caroline Sterling, she left at the interval not looking very happy.
There have been some emergency.
Oh, it's possible, I suppose. But I haven't had any message from her.
Oh, so what do you think?
I'm really not sure, Lillian.
Like gold dust, these are.
Really?
You're lucky to get it at face value. Touts are asking 100 quid a ticket.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, we're sold out tonight.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. People keep saying how good it is.
Well, even after they heard me sing.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll enjoy it despite that.
Well, it doesn't look like Justin Elliott's missus enjoyed it very much.
No.
She came last night, left in the interval. To be fair, we did have a problem with Priscilla.
Priscilla?
The goose that lays the golden eggs.
Oh, of course. Silly of me not to know that.
Toby Fairbrother plays Priscilla.
Yeah, I think Kirsty said.
But his car broke down and he got stuck in Brighton.
Brighton? What's he doing in Brighton?
Well, this is Toby we're talking about.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, Linda persuaded Pip to fill in for him.
Blimey, but she was pleased.
And she did a really good job, considering.
Oh, thank God Linda didn't ask me.
Anyway, Toby's back now, so it should all be fine tonight.
Ooh. Hi, Tom. Thought that was your car.
Yeah, I'm just dropping off Roy's ticket for tonight.
Oh, well done. Fancy a cuppa?
No, I need to get home. Get something to eat before the show. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Yeah, bye. Oh, thanks again.
Be sure to take care as you go.
I'm a very careful chap, you know.
What's that about?
Oh, nothing. Oh, I left my phone at work. Can I just borrow your laptop to see if I've got any emails?
Help yourself.
Oh, do you need to save this?
Oh,
the spreadsheet of love.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, this is new, isn't it? Bryony. Likes Bridget Jones, but not most chick flicks. Does triathlon.
I thought I needed to keep track a bit more.
Rav sings in a choir. Dad died last year.
Well, if anything significant comes up when we're chatting online, I note it down.
You keyboard Casanova, you.
It's confusing.
Charming the ladies with your sexy rows and columns.
I didn't want a repeat of Joey and her gran.
They should be grateful you're taking it so seriously.
Well, it's important.
Oh, just please never show this to any of them.
I'm not that stupid.
And if you bring anyone home, for goodness sake, cover up that wall planner.
Yeah, I will.
Actually, do you really need it? Surely you can delete all your apps and dating sites now.
Why?
Well, now you've won the heart of Ambridge's most eligible bachelorette.
Who?
Tracy Horobin.
Oh. She sent me another text today.
Oh, let's see.
No way.
Well, was it a bit fruity?
Well, certainly rated 18, saying what she's planning to do to me at the Bulls' New Year's Eve party.
Sounds like the best offer you've had all year.
Quite possibly.
She's a bit of a wild one, is Tracy. Bet she could teach you a few things.
She could eat me alive, you mean?
Susan thinks you two'd be great together.
But I've already told her that I wasn't sure we'd be a good fit. I mean, Tracy's a lovely woman.
You said that?
I can't tell Susan her sister's an oversexed vamp, can I?
So what was your excuse?
Her kids, Brad and Millwall.
Chelsea.
Or whatever. I said, it's not that I don't like being a dad. I mean, I love it, it's great. But, you know, I want to concentrate on my own children. And Abby's only 8. I don't want to be caught up with some other kid's teenage traumas when I should be giving her my time.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, and Phoebe's doing brilliantly, but I mean, you can bet it won't be all plain sailing at Oxford. I mean, no matter how old they are, you never stop being a parent.
Yeah, I can see that.
And in the long term, maybe I'll have to be thinking about Bethany as well. It's a lifetime job.
Sure.
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't rule out someone with kids if I felt they were the right person. I mean, quite a few of the women I've seen have kids. But Tracy Horobin? I'm really not sure.
Oh, it's cold out there.
Supper's nearly ready. Everything all right in the parlour?
Nothing much to go wrong with so few of them in milk.
Don't be so sure.
What are we having?
Turkey fricassee.
Okay.
I know. You're probably fed up with turkey by now.
No, I'm sure it'll be very nice.
I am. But this is the last of it.
Good-o.
We can all eat early, before we go to the village hall.
It won't make any difference to Josh and Ben.
No. Shame you couldn't persuade them to come with us.
The village pantho doesn't hold much attraction for boys of that age, Jill.
If we'd had tickets for yesterday, with Pip being in it, we might have persuaded them to come along.
Maybe.
And they're both quite fond of Kenton. You'd have thought they'd want to see him in action.
I hope David gives him a fair chance.
What do you mean?
He's a bit down on Kenton at the moment.
Oh?
You know how well the pub seems to be doing. Well, David thinks they should be clearing their debt rather than buying a new car.
I'm sure he won't spoil things tonight.
Let's hope nobody spoils things. I need a fun night out.
Hey, Molly Button's got a pretty good singing voice, hasn't she?
She's a bit cast against type, don't you think?
What, as a dairymaid?
No, I mean, you know, the character's quite virtuous. I'm expecting her to stick a whoopee cushion under the squire or something.
No, I think Toby and Kenton have got that sort of comedy covered. Oh, I hear Pip had to stand in for Toby last night.
Yes, typical Toby.
Tom said she did pretty well.
I'm sure she did, Roy. But it wasn't fair on the audience. They'd paid to see a properly rehearsed show, not someone who'd had to stand in at the last minute. Not that I imagined that crossed Toby's mind for a second.
Anyway, it all seems to be on track this evening. Susan said Kira's got a dance solo in the second half. She's a magic gosling or something.
Yeah, Kirsty said she's pretty good.
What name for a character? Collinette.
Well, traditional, apparently. Colin and Collinette.
Dom and Kirsty seem to have been very sweet.
Colin and Collinette. Well, those two are obviously going to end up together.
When strife or trouble came my way, I always used to run away. If I should face opposing force, I'd always take the easy course. But our adventures here today have shown me there's another way. I never thought that I was strong, but thanks to you, I know that's wrong.
I always felt that deep inside was courage that you couldn't hide. And so you can be very sure you are that frightened boy no more. You changed I cannot to I can. And you have proved yourself a man.
But now I take my greatest test. I know that I must do my best. And what is this forbidding task I face? I simply have to ask a question of a special girl who set my poor heart in a whirl.
What is it that you want to say? Don't let this moment slip away.
Sweet Collinette, right from the start, I've loved you with a faithful heart. You are so funny, wise and good, the pinnacle of womanhood. Now I have told you that is it. Could you like me a little bit?
Oh, silly Colin, can't you tell that love is what I feel as well?
For me, I can't believe my ears. I'm fighting to hold back the tears.
And if you asked a question more, the answer you are hoping for might come.
You mean you'll share my life and will agree to be my wife?
If that's the question, I confess the answer must be yes, yes, yes.
I'll be up in a minute, David.
There's a lot of this fricassee left. Perhaps someone could have it for lunch tomorrow. Do you want cocoa, Ruth?
Not for me.
No, I don't think I'll bother. I think I'll just go to bed.
Before you do, Jill.
Yes?
I'd like to say something. This hasn't exactly been the best Christmas ever, has it?
Well, no.
Pip not been with us for Christmas lunch. For most of the day, in fact. I found that very difficult. David and the boys hated it too.
It's not what any of us would have wanted.
We can't go on like this.
It was Pip's decision. She would have been more than welcome here.
What, the way she was welcome at your birthday party? As long as she didn't bring Toby, who she's living with.
She did bring Toby in the end.
And what happened? We barely saw you for the rest of the evening. And when we did, you were like some spectre at the feast, bringing everybody down.
Oh, Ruth.
I'm sorry, Jill, but it's true.
Well, is it any surprise? I don't know why you can't see it. This business with the pantomime, it's just another example of Toby's unreliability.
Well, anyone can have car trouble.
But why did he go to Brighton in the first place?
I don't care. I'm not interested. What I care about is this family.
So do I.
Well, I'm sorry, but your attitude is tearing it apart.
I can't change how I feel about that boy.
Maybe not. But you can change how you behave towards him and Pip.
That's easier said than done.
Well, it's got to happen.
You make a great double act, you two.
Thanks, Roy.
Not a dry eye in the house at the end. In fact, the whole thing was great.
Yeah, I think we got away with it.
Oh, more than that. I don't know how Linda does it.
It's a mystery to me too, mate. Anyway, you coming for a pint?
Afraid not. I'm on an early tomorrow, so better get off. You coming, Kirsty?
No, I'll stay for a little bit longer.
Oh, okay then. See you then, I wonder. Well done again.
Thanks, Roy. So.
Yeah.
It did go well, didn't it?
It did.
Really loved performing with you, you know. Now, everyone's been saying what great chemistry we had.
Yeah. On stage, absolutely.
Sure, but don't you think it's more than that? Ever since...
Tom, can I just stop you for a second? I've got some news.
Go on.
I'll just come straight out with it. I'm pregnant.
Okay.
And I'm keeping the baby. That's why I was late back here after Christmas. I was telling my family. You can imagine it got a bit complicated.
Right.
And I'm telling you because it's yours. It can only be yours.
Well. That's brilliant. I mean, I can't pretend I'm not shocked. Well, surprised. But no, I'm really pleased. Are you pleased?
Well, I'm... Yeah, obviously I am, or I wouldn't have decided to...
Great.
I've got a picture of the scan, if you'd like to see it.
Would I?
This was from a few weeks ago.
When's it due?
Early June.
Oh.
There you are.
Wow.
That's the head.
Yeah, I can see. This is... I don't know what to say. Our baby...
Yeah.
And is everything okay?
As far as they can tell. I've got another scan in a few weeks.
Oh, can I come with you?
Well, yeah, if you'd like to.
Of course I would. You know, I'll... Anything you want, I'll be there. Anything you need, all you have to do is say.
Thank you.
And when it's born, I want to be really hands-on if that's what you want.
It's really hard to think that far ahead, Tom. Let's just play it by ear, all right? ¶¶
This is the BBC.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.